KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde. State Senator Ed Murray is the new majority leader of the Washington State Senate, but he's going to face some tough challenges moving forward, including a $900 million budget hole. Democrat Ed Murray has represented Seattle's 43rd legislative district since 1995, and now he replaces Lisa Brown as the new head of the Washington State Senate. This makes Ed Murray the only openly gay Senate majority leader in the country, and Ed Murray joins us now.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the budget, because there's some big budget stuff to talk about, I want to ask about same-sex marriage. You were the prime sponsor of the new law that voters have just approved, Referendum 74. Why do you think it was successful?
Well, I think because we spent a number of years talking about gay and lesbian families, who we are and what we're about, and I think through a series of domestic partnership bills, we were able to, I think, deactivate or de-radial activate, to invent a word, some of the fear of that issue, and people got to know gay and lesbian families, and as they got to know gay and lesbian families and couples, their minds changed.
And back in 2009, you were pushing for domestic partnership, right, as opposed to same-sex marriage, and got, you know, a hard time for that from some folks who thought that that wasn't the right way to go. Do you feel vindicated now that the R-74 passed?
I feel very happy that after 17 years of working this issue that it passed. The strategy was, and there was agreement here in Seattle, Representative Peterson and the governor worked on a strategy that was multi-year, that we would work on domestic partnership first and work our way towards marriage. And in a state like ours, a referendum initiative state, it was a good strategy. It worked.
Of course, Washington is the only state that approves same-sex marriage this year, Maine and Maryland also. Back in 2009, did you have any idea that the culture was going to shift this much? I mean, was that part of your thinking?
What was our hope, and actually we had the highest numbers of any of those states. I think that our hope had been, and I think it bore out, that as time goes on, as people get to know gay and lesbian people, the culture is changing, and when the culture changes, the politics follows.
State Senator Ed Murray is with us. He's the new majority leader of the Washington State Senate. And if you have questions for Ed Murray, the number to call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. You can email us. The email address here is conversation@kuow.org. So Democrats have a majority in the Senate, but it's not a huge majority. There's some concern or some questions about how stable the majority is. What are your thoughts about that as the new Senate Majority Leader?
Sure. I was chosen under the Senate rules as the Democratic leader, and currently, according to the numbers, that makes me the Majority Leader. Throughout the history of the Senate, from time to time, some members switch parties or choose to vote with the other party. So it's a somewhat unstable situation. One of our seats, one of our hopeful Democratic seats is still in doubt. So it's a fluid situation. I might find myself the shortest serving majority leader in state history. My hope is, though, that 25 Democrats will coalesce around our leadership team.
And that's Vancouver Republican Don Benton's seat. How important is that race to the ultimate outcome here for you
it's
guys?
It's not going to be the it won't determine in the end whether we have a majority. There's some other members who could decide to stay with us or not stay with us, but it certainly would help solidify the situation on our side.
And Tim Sheldon, who's a Democrat, says leadership and committee chairs and committee assignments should be decided by the entire body. Currently, it would be decided by the Democratic majority. What do you think of that proposal?
So again, under the Senate rules, and I think it's important that we, if we change the rules, that we both sides agree on changing the rules. And that's the way we've done it in the history of the Senate, and I think that's the way we should proceed. There are obviously different approaches to selecting chairs, different approaches to running the Senate. We're not opposed to those, all of those necessarily, but I think it has to be a mutual agreement, as it always has been under the rules of the Senate.
There's also this talk of Rodney Tom, who's also a Democrat, that he worked with Republicans in last session on the budget. There's talk of him possibly even becoming the new majority head of the Senate, not majority head of the Senate, but new head of the Senate under a deal with Republicans. Is your leadership, do you think, potentially in peril?
So, again, I think that, you know, we're talking about a one-seat change here. So, as I said before, I could easily find myself the Democratic leader, but not the majority leader. It's just a very unstable situation. The scenario you just talked about would mean throwing out 100 years of the way the Senate's operated. It would also mean that a lot of the entire Republican caucus would have to support a member who sometimes has been a Republican and sometimes has been a Democrat. I'm not sure if that will happen. It might. We're going to proceed. This is a usual transition period, and we're going to proceed as if we have our majority, which currently that's what it appears. Get ready for session, work on our issues, and not focus too much on the inside baseball game here.
I just want to ask one more question about it. You said that a power-sharing arrangement of some sort might be a possibility. What does that look like?
So I personally believe that somebody needs to be in control. One side or the other needs to assume the majority. I think if you move beyond that point, the opportunity to work in a bipartisan fashion, as we've done on various issues, maybe to restructure how rules or how bills move through committees, those are things that we should look at. But I personally believe whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, there needs to be a functioning majority. Otherwise, we are not going to fulfill our responsibility to govern, and every single bill will be on the floor in doubt and will basically have chaos. And I don't think that's good for fulfilling our responsibilities to govern.
State Senator Ed Murray is the new majority leader of the Washington State Senate. If you've got questions for him, the number to call 206-543-5869. Washington faces this $900 million budget hole through 2015. That's according to the latest revenue forecast, the latest budget forecast. And Governor-elect Jay Inslee is saying no new taxes. So how do you get to $900 million without raising taxes?
Well, several things. First of all, we have cut over the last several years, and we realize given the ongoing economic crisis, we will have to cut again. So that's a given. I actually believe that we should look at our K-12 crisis and the court decisions, McCleary decisions, and explore putting a revenue package on the ballot. The governor said he would veto new the new governor said he would veto new taxes, but I think we as a legislature are going to have to fulfill our obligation to the K-12 funding deficit, and there is no other way to do that unless we talk about new revenue, and I believe we probably will have to send it to the people.
So this is on top of the $900 million the state Supreme Court's ruled that the state has to fully fund K-12 education. What are the estimates that you're hearing for how much that could cost?
Anywhere from $1 billion up. I also think it's important to point out, and you had a professor from UW on your program or on one of the programs yesterday when I was driving around in the car, that pointed out that revenue doesn't always equate or turn into results. And I think we have to be sure that we're not just talking about additional revenue. We're looking at outcomes, what kind of results we want to get as well. And I think if we go to the voters with that kind of package, here's a revenue we're asking to increase, and here are the results that we want to see happen. I think we might have a chance of getting at this funding crisis in K-12.
And what does it look like when it goes to the voters potentially? I mean, I know this is jumping two steps ahead, but what kinds of revenue increases are we talking about specifically, do you think?
So I don't know. And, you know, we just went through an election. Our members won't come to Olympia until next week to begin these discussions. So I'm not going to throw out sort of my ideas that might just be my ideas because I represent the 43rd District.
State Senator Ed Murray is here, and he is also the new majority leader of the Washington State Senate. I wanted to ask about pot legalization because it passed as well. And could that be a new source of revenue for the state? And is it something that you're seriously looking at?
Well, I supported the initiative. It would be a source of revenue. It's going to take a while to implement this and get it up and running. I don't believe it would be a new source of revenue for this year's budget issues.
So that's assuming that it actually moved forward. It wouldn't solve the current problem, the $900 million problem.
It won't solve the current problem. It certainly could be a help. But it's going to take a while to work through some of the issues and get it up and running.
How likely is it, do you think, that it gets fully implemented and that the federal government kind of allows that to happen?
I believe that it's going to be implemented. When it gets fully implemented, I'm not sure. We have some real challenges ahead of us with the federal government. The first thing that we have to do is we have to go through our own rulemaking process. We have to put our own systems in place, and then I think we can begin those discussions with the federal government.
State Senator Ed Murray is here, and we're talking about the budget and education issues and other issues facing the state of Washington. If you've got questions for him, the number is 206-543-5869. I wanted to ask also about the Jay Inslee plan for funding education, because he is the new governor. What are your thoughts?
So both candidates for governor talked about, as the economy recovers, revenue will return, and that we should direct that towards K-12, I would say K-12 and higher education. I think that is exactly what we should do, but that won't solve the full problem. Our economy is not going to come back the way it came back before. It's not going to be as consumer-driven, and we're a state dependent upon consumer-driven taxes. So again, I think it is part of the solution, but it's not going to be the complete funding solution.
It seems like every year the other issue that comes up is closing tax loopholes. How big a factor do you think that's going to be in the upcoming session?
Well, part of the problem with closing tax loopholes is the Tim Iman initiative that says we can't close tax loopholes without a two-thirds vote. It's really strange that we can create a tax loophole with a simple majority, but we have to get two-thirds to close one. It's something we need to look at, but there are not billions of dollars there. When people start looking at that as a solution alone, I think they forget that there are tax breaks that they believe in for low-income housing, for other purposes. It can help towards the problem. There's unacceptable tax loopholes that we should close. But again, it won't solve the full problem.
State Senator Ed Murray is with us. He's also the new State Senate Majority Leader. And since you bring up this new two-thirds, or it's not the new two-thirds rule, the continuation of the two-thirds rule, and the state Supreme Court is expected to rule about that at some point here, is there any sense of when that ruling might happen and what it could mean?
I don't have a sense of when that ruling would come. And in reality, given how close the numbers are in the Senate, I believe any new revenue, any new tax that we would look at, it would have to go to the ballot, that there simply wouldn't be 25 votes in the Senate to do it in Olympia. I personally would like that to happen, but we need to be politically realistic.
The other thing, sort of back to this question of revenues and the McCleary decision when it comes to education, Rob McKenna talked about capping spending in certain areas, a number of different areas. Of course, he didn't win, but what are your thoughts about places where spending could be capped to sort of redirect that money towards education?
So, you know, this is a great idea in theory, but then you start looking at the reality. When we have something called the caseload forecast, and it gives us numbers about the number of kids going to our schools, the number of elderly who need services. The largest growing section of our caseload is people over 85. It's very hard to cap services for that group. It's very hard to cap services and say we're not going to pay for any more DD clients, or we're not going to pay for any more of our elderly. You know, we have cut these programs by billions and billions of dollars over the last 4 years. I don't think we're in a situation where we can cap them without doing serious damage and actually causing people to die as a result.
And yet you're facing this difficult McCleary decision, the courts requiring the state to fully fund basic K-12 education. What happens if you're just not able to do it? What tools does the court have?
So, you know, we had an education funding crisis before we went into the economic crisis and before the markets crashed in 08, and we have one now. There is no answer and no solution unless we look at restructuring how our revenue system works in this state. There is no way to fund the education that we need to fund, that people need in this state for their kids, without changing our revenue structure, period.
We've just got a few minutes left. You've had a huge victory this year with same-sex marriage, and I'm wondering kind of what's next for you in terms of other kinds of legislation. Obviously, the budget's going to be a primary concern, but what other things are you looking at?
Well, you know, I have had a little bill last session, and I hope the legislature takes a look at it this session. We have young people in our colleges and universities. They came here as often as babies illegally. They don't have access to the state need grant. It inhibits their ability to get an education and to be productive citizens. And I think we should look at extending those resources to those students. And that's one bill I'll be working on this year.
When do you expect to introduce that one?
I introduced it last year, and I'll introduce it the first week of session this year.
What kind of support did you get last year, and why are you more hopeful this year that it could get through?
Well, last year it was we introduced it. We knew we weren't going to move it. We had a rather heavy schedule last session, moving things like marriage equality and dealing with a massive budget meltdown. I think that the result of this election basically has said to both Democrats and Republicans that we have people who are picking our crops, who've been here for generations. They're here year round. We ought to stop sort of stigmatizing them and helping them. That's why I'm hopeful that this bill will move forward this year.
It's definitely been a part of the national political conversation whether or not this is a part of the soul searching that's going on, especially in the Republican Party. Do you see any sign of that here in Washington State?
I've talked to some of my Republican colleagues, and at least as in regards to those young people who came here as children, who are trying to go to college and trying to make lives for themselves and be productive citizens, I've heard some interest on the part of some of my Republican colleagues.
Seattle Democrat Ed Murray is here. He is also the new majority leader in the Washington State Senate. And I want to ask you about Seattle and the mayor in particular, and what kind of a job you think Mayor McGinn has been doing over the last few years.
The mayor and I have disagreed over issues such as the viaduct. I think there are issues related to the current situation dealing with our police that only the mayor can address and only the mayor can be responsible for. So I guess that's the best answer I can give you at this point.
What do you think about the job that he's doing, building coalitions, building a relationship between Seattle and Olympia?
It's been pretty tense. It hasn't been, and it's not limited to him. We've had a series of false starts on the part of a series of mayors and a series of city council members. Some have been more successful, particularly some city council members, than others. How we view the world in Seattle is somewhat different than how the rest of the state views these issues. And there's just a lot of work that needs to be done between the state and the city of Seattle.
What could it mean for the city if it had a better relationship with Olympia?
Well, obviously, it can always mean additional money for parks and other things. It can mean that some of the issues that we care about, some of the social justice issues we care about, can move forward. It means that we start to break down to some of the stereotypes that exist between those of us in Seattle and those of us outside of Seattle.
Well, Ed Murray, your name is out there as a possible candidate for mayor. Have you ruled out the possibility of running for mayor?
I haven't ruled it out.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ed Murray is your state senator from Seattle and also the new majority leader of the Washington State Senate. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.